Welcome to the Take Tiny Action podcast. I'm your host, Monique Malcolm, and I am so glad that you have decided to spend some time with me today. So if you have not already, grab yourself something to drink and settle in because I want to talk to you about Take Tiny Action and why it matters and why you should even listen. Before I do that, I think it's appropriate to introduce myself because it has been a while since I have been on the mic. Don't judge, but I'm back. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you for tuning in today. And if you're new here, welcome. I am Monique Malcolm. I am a writer, a podcast host, and a creative entrepreneur. I think that you should think of me as your creative mentor. So, you know, bestie vibes, but also kick in the pants to get out there and to take tiny action and dream big and act boldly. You know, things that your best friend would tell you, things that a mentor would tell you. So I am obsessed with bringing ideas to life. I love supporting other people in trying to create their vision with planning and strategy and visioning work. Like, those are all things that really light me up inside. I think I do them better than so many other people because I'm always bringing in a dose of realism and how do we get this to work within the confines and the reality of your life. On a personal note, I'm a wife and a mother. I have an adult son. I got a fur baby named Spike who is he's so sweet, but also he can be a little bit of a jerk. And I am the oldest sister. So I definitely give oldest sibling vibes because I've been in the trenches with all of these kids. I'm the oldest of eight. So big oldest sibling vibes. And I'm a laugh crier and I have a wicked sense of humor. And I have never seen a dessert that I would not eat. So those are some of the things that you should know about me. And let's talk about Take Tiny Action because I got my notes because I like to be prepared and I'm serious about this. And I have a lot of things that I want to say and I don't want to spend all my time rambling. So let's talk about this. So Take Tiny Action is my brand. I'm not calling it my baby because I'm detaching myself from this whole idea that like I have to be the everything of my brand. But Take Tiny Action at its core is this philosophy that big changes and big results can happen because of the small, consistent actions that we take every single day. My big idea, the simple way that I like to describe this for people is tiny actions plus micro courage. So you don't have to be fearless. You don't have to have all the courage in the world. You just need small doses of courage. So tiny actions plus micro courage equals big results. And essentially, each tiny action that you take, no matter how seemingly insignificant it is, it contributes to the momentum required to overcome challenges, reach new heights, and actualize our dreams. And I think that's really important and key to the whole idea behind tiny actions. Tiny actions fuel and drive your dreams, those big things that you know deep down in your heart and spirit that you should be doing, that you want to do more than anything. I think tiny actions will get you there. So on this show, this is like a reboot. Okay. I did Pimp Your Brilliance for a number of years. I started the Take Tiny Action podcast last year, and then I fell off and I'm returning back to the mic now because I think it's time. I thought I felt ready last year, but there were things that I needed to work out around being a business owner, being a woman, just like living life. And I turned 40 last year, which if you let my grandma tell you, she's like, you're leaning on that too hard. She's like, everything you're attributing to turning 40. But I think that there is a place that you start getting there in your late 30s. And then at 40, you're just kind of like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm fully in that space. I'm embracing that. But I feel like I'm at a space where I am really ready to go for it all. And you might be familiar with some of my work, some of the things I've done over the years, and you might think like, aren't you already going for it all? No, there's still fears and things that get in the way that stop me. One of the, it's not even a fear. I would say it's a discomfort that I'm doing this right now is making the podcast be a video version. I did not want to do that. I was super resistant to it, but I think it's important for me to do things that are uncomfortable. And so with this reboot of the Take Tiny Action podcast, I want to share my insights, my thoughts, my experiences about what it means to live a life that feels vibrant, fulfilling, and fun. All three of those things. I don't want a life that just looks vibrant on paper or that feels fulfilling sometimes and is like fun occasionally. I want all three of those things. And I feel like for me to do those things and do and define them in a way that feels really good for me would mean a life well lived. And so this show at this point is an exploration of that. And I believe that the way that I'm going to achieve this life that's vibrant, fulfilling, and fun, and the way that I'm going to encourage you to achieve a life that's vibrant, fulfilling, and fun is by taking tiny actions. Tiny actions are the key. Like that's the message. If you take nothing else from this episode, that is the message. So I really want to go deep on some topics. I want to talk about goal setting and personal development because those are things that I enjoy. But other than that, I want to talk about finance, personal finance, how we're making money and how we are using our money to better our lives. And I have so many thoughts about finances and really how we can be better stewards of our money, how we can understand our money, how we can grow our money in ways that don't overwhelm us and don't cause us stress and doesn't feel scammy. I've spent a lot of time really digging into personal finance, understanding my finances, understanding my numbers, and I want to share those things because the more that I talk about them with other people, the more that I realize a lot of people still don't know. And that is frustrating to me. And in many ways, I think it's by design. And the more that we can keep people ignorant about certain topics, the more that we can take advantage of them. And I don't like that. I really don't like that. So I want to talk about personal finance. I want to talk about issues that are important to aging millennials. Okay. Like we need to talk about what are we doing with our lives outside of working and doom scrolling? Do we have hobbies? Do we have passions? What are we doing about those things? Are we pursuing them? Are we adding them into our weekly schedules, our daily schedules, or are we just working and, you know, working and watching Netflix all weekend? Like, what are we doing outside of our required things to maintain our lives? Like, how are we filling our cup? How are we giving back in our community? Like, what kind of things are we doing to help us feel like we are fulfilled and that we are living a life that feels very vibrant and full? So those are a few things that I would like to talk about. Of course, I'll be on the mic talking to you, but I also want to have guests occasionally. This time around, I want to be more, I don't want to say strict because I'm not that strict about guests. I want to be more intentional with having guests and not just using them as kind of like a filler, because recording a solo podcast can feel very daunting at times. And especially if you have one that is ongoing and not seasonal, it can really be like feeling like you're on the hamster wheel. So in the past, I know I've had guests and I've loved all my guests. And that's not to say that they're filler, but I have definitely used that as a crutch instead of owning the fact that I have a lot of things to say and that I want to tell them to you. So there will be guests, but also you'll be hearing a lot from me and I'll be sharing honestly and transparently about some of the things that I am learning and I want to impart that knowledge over to you. So let's talk a bit about tiny actions because this episode is not all just me being like, okay, so this is what the podcast is going to be about. I actually have some intention about this. I want to talk about what is a tiny action and why I think they should matter to you. So first, let's start with definition. Here is how I define a tiny action. A tiny action is a small, manageable step that aligns with your larger goals and visions. So it's not just a random small step. We're talking about alignment with your bigger vision, your big picture of how you see yourself and your life playing out, your goals. So what are some of those big picture things that you actually want to accomplish and bring to fruition? Your tiny actions are just a small step of that. And I have an entire framework and process behind how I take the big picture vision, something that feels very abstract. It doesn't seem very actionable. It's big, it's grand. It can feel overwhelming for us. And how we break that down into the smallest steps, which is a tiny action. And it's more than like, just take your goal and break it down into steps. Like we think about our goals in terms of like projects. And then from projects, how does that translate into tasks? And how do those tasks translate into tiny actions? And I will break it all down for you in a future episode. It's beyond the scope of what I want to talk about today, but I have a whole framework that really aligns with the definition of a tiny action being a small, manageable step that is in alignment with your grander vision for yourself. Tiny actions, as I said before, they are the key. They are the key to everything. And in a society where we really champion the sweeping overnight changes, the big leaps, I really feel like we overlook the significance and the power of a tiny action and what a small step can really do to propel us forward and help us reach our goals. Because these tiny steps, they're like Lego. You ever played with Lego before? Lego, you buy your box of Lego, you know, whatever design it is that you want to create, your big picture vision is what you see on that box. Like that's the ultimate thing that you're trying to create. But you use these little tiny bricks and you stack them together and you stack them and you have your plan, your instructions, and you stack them. And at the end of it, they all combine to give you this amazing result. And that is really the goal and what I'm trying to show you can happen by taking tiny actions. Now, you don't have to rely on big leaps, on making sweeping changes. And even though I think that's great and people who are able to make a change overnight, that's not most of us. And that's not sustainable for most of us. A lot of us need small changes. We need incremental progress. We need to see, you know, a little forward momentum before we actually get to this place where it's just like, okay, I'm ready to fully make the change. We need to ease into it. That's sustainable for most people. That is not overwhelming for most people, but trying to just big leap and brute force our way into our goals and what we want out of life, for most of us, that causes overwhelm. It leads to burnout. It just doesn't get us where we want to be. And at least if it gets us there, it doesn't get us there and like in the best mind frame. But with tiny actions, like you get there and you can enjoy the journey. So I want to tell you this quick story about tiny actions and how I kind of landed on this idea. And it goes back to probably like 2015 is when I think I first recognized the power of tiny actions, like consciously, even though I wasn't thinking about them in that terms yet. And it was when I created my visionary journal planner system for the first time. At that point, I had been making them by hand. So printing all the pages, sourcing all the materials, but I realized that was very tedious. And I wanted to get them produced on a larger, grander scale, but I had no clue how to do it. I had an idea, I had the vision for it, but I had no real understanding about how you manufacture a product like that. How do you do it on a grand scale? How do you do it when your resources are limited? Who do you even ask for things like that? And so it was months that I just kind of circled this drain and felt very stuck, and I wasn't making any progress on this idea. And it wasn't until I decided, like, I'm not going to let myself be overwhelmed by this big picture idea of having this planner company with all these different planner cover art and like new versions coming out all the time. Like that was the grand vision, but that felt very big and very scary. And it led to a lot of overwhelm, a lot of procrastination, a lot of spinning my wheels. And it wasn't until I decided I was going to stop trying to take action from that big picture idea and zoom in and focus on like, what are the small steps that could get me to that big picture? So if I'm going to manufacture this, okay, how do I go about finding a manufacturer? How do I go about designing a file that I can send off to a manufacturer? How do I handle shipment and like freight delivery? So it was taking this big project, this big idea, and really making it into smaller projects that I could tackle individually without really thinking about the other pieces of the project. And that felt really comfortable for me. That felt really sustainable. It felt like something I could do. And in the process, I could see myself making incremental progress because once I found a manufacturer, I was like, okay, cool. Now I need to have a discussion with them and figure out like, what are your requirements for files? So it was a way for me to take this big idea, this big dream of having this planner and break it down into something that was manageable, that I could make progress on, and that didn't overwhelm me in the process. And within months, I had manufactured my planner locally with a printer for the very first time. And that I was so ecstatic about because it literally had taken me months of feeling very stuck, probably like about 5 or 6 months of just circling this drain and being stuck and not making any progress. And then suddenly I had a planner and I could sell it to people. So I really, really love the intentionality behind tiny actions and how it can be really useful. If I haven't sold you yet, here are a few more reasons why tiny actions matter and you should be taking them as well. One thing that you should note about tiny actions is it's achievable progress. A lot of us feel overwhelmed by the size of our goals. We have this grand vision for how we see our lives and how we see ourselves, and that can cause overwhelm. That can make us struggle to make progress. But when you are thinking about it in terms of tiny action, it's smaller steps, which feels achievable. It doesn't feel as daunting to do. And so you're able to continue moving forward. It helps with consistency. Consistency is the key to so many things in life. It builds our habits. I mean, so much of our success is connected to being our ability to be consistent. And tiny actions encourage consistency. And that is essential for long-term success. They fuel our habits, and our habits support our progress over time. So really, your life that you're living right now is a product of your habits from like 3 months ago, good, bad, indifferent. And so with tiny actions, you're able to be consistent, especially in the beginning part when it's hardest to keep showing up, when you're not seeing as much progress, or you're not seeing the intended outcome yet, just knowing that like, I only have to do this small thing. I only have to replace one meal with a salad today. I only need to read 10 pages in my book. You get to work up to it, but you get to build that habit of consistency in a small way, in a way that feels manageable and doable for you right now. Tiny actions also reduce overwhelm. I am somebody who experiences a lot of overwhelm because I have so many things going on. I have a life that's full with being a wife, a mother, a sister to my 7 siblings. I run a business. I'm doing this podcast again. There's a lot of things. And on top of all that, I still have things that I want to do personally. I like to do photography as a hobby, and I kind of love it, and I want to do more like scrapbooking and printing of photos. But when I add that to like my list of things that I'm trying to achieve on a daily or weekly basis, it can feel very overwhelming. So with tiny actions, I'm able to do more and do things in my own time and in small ways without feeling the pressure of having to do everything all at once. I think that it's perfectly fine if like today I was only able to do this one thing and maybe I took a small step towards this other thing that I'm working on, but there's no pressure that it all has to be done right now. It's a slower pace. I believe that tiny actions or taking tiny action and using this idea or this philosophy is committing to doing things with a longer timeline, maybe at a slower pace, but also doing them with more ease and doing them in a way that does not like make you feel like your life is on fire and you have to put all the fires out all at once. So it reduces overwhelm. One of my favorite things about tiny actions and what I really think is one of the keys beyond, you know, being consistent is building momentum. If you think about the concept of momentum, it's like riding a bike, right? So you ride your bike, the very first couple of pedals requires a lot of energy. You have to kind of put more effort, more force into it. But after a while, you're pedaling, you can kind of take your foot off, or not, you don't take your feet off the pedals, but like you can stop pedaling as hard and you still keep going forward. And that's momentum. Like this whole, your bicycle continues to carry you forward, even though you're not working as hard. And the same thing happens with tiny actions. It's a part of building habits. The more that you move forward and you do your habits, the easier it is to do them. It doesn't require as much energy to get started. It doesn't require as much mental effort or strain, I don't believe, when you're doing them, because you have that momentum that's carrying you forward. And also the motivation, you're starting to see some things happen. And so that fuels you and drives you forward as well. So tiny actions are great for building momentum. And the last thing that I think is one of my favorite parts about taking tiny action is that they're flexible. It's flexible. It's a philosophy that's really forgiving. I know that I'm a person who is not great, or in the past, I have not been great at giving myself grace. Things will happen and I will fall off the wagon. I'll get sidetracked. I'll be too busy. I don't want to do my routines every day, the things that I know really support me showing up and being my best self. And it, following this idea of tiny actions, helps me feel like I can still make progress and I can still do things even when I don't do them perfectly, even when life gets in the way and it throws complications, because we can all succumb to black and white thinking or all or nothing thinking, which is like this idea that if you say you're going to start walking every single day at lunchtime and then you miss a day, that you ruined it, you failed, it's broken, you can't start over. And following this tiny actions idea makes me feel like, okay, well, you know, you fell off today, you can try again tomorrow, or hey, you didn't make your lunchtime walk, but like you could do it later. You can adjust because the steps are small. They're small enough that you can do them at another time. If somebody interrupts you, you can stop and you can come back to it. It's not like an all or nothing or like a big leap thing where if you don't do the thing right now in this moment, like everything else falls apart, you come back to it. You can adjust, you can make changes, you can change the timeline, you can go faster, you can go slower. It's very, very flexible and adaptable. And I love that. I love that for me. I love that for you. I love that for us. All right. So achievable progress, consistency, reduce overwhelm, build momentum, and they are flexible. These are just a few of the reasons why tiny actions matter. And they're an important part of your ongoing progress and long-term success. But I'm not going to overrun you with information today. I just want to plant that little seed in your brain. But we are going to talk more about tiny actions in some upcoming episodes. But for now, I'm going to wrap things up by saying thank you again for spending time with me and letting me come back to the microphone and chat with you. In the meantime, I would love to invite you to become a tiny action taker, and you can do that by joining my weekly-ish newsletter, Take Tiny Action. That's where I share insights and one tiny action for you to try every week. So if you are interested in being a subscriber, a tiny action taker, You can find the link to sign up down in the description box, or you can find it at taketinyaction.com/newsletter. All right, so that is it for this week. I hope that you, if you're tuning in on YouTube, that you enjoy the video format of this. I'm still kind of rusty, and like I'm gonna find my feet and my place in doing a video podcast, but you know, we got to start somewhere. I'm taking the tiny action. I recorded the episode and I'm feeling very good about it. So I'm going to sign off for this week by reminding you to dream big and act boldly, one tiny action at a time. And I will see you next week.